And I think that, you know, being on the Tonight Show really helped me with that, because I was never really fully committed to the idea of playing jazz for a living. I like learning and I enjoy playing. But when I was on Leno's show, it was one of those things where, okay, you can sit here for the next 15 years of your life and you can make a lot of money doing this. But your music career is essentially over and you got to make peace with that if that's what you want. And it was amazing. By the end of the first year, I said, yeah, I can make peace with that. But by the end of the first year, I couldn't make peace with that reality. And to people that don't play music, like even Jay was like, well, what are you talking about? You know, you can play on the weekends. And it's like hard to get, because he's a comedian. Now, comedians can do that because so much of what makes them great, they develop it inside their heads. They don't have to worry about it. They don't take diction class. They don't have to, it's not like they're opera singers. They don't have to shed. They think of stuff and they look at stuff and they make pointed, you know, observations, and the observations are funny. And he can do that on the weekends, and he can also do it during the week. But when you're spending hours and hours a day not doing what it is that you used to do, you lose that ability. It atrophies. It goes away. And by the end of that first year, I had to make a decision.